Let's have a look at the local housing market. Latest figures. Our economics and business editor, John Campbell, is with us in the studio. So a survey's out today, pretty comprehensive survey, John, out today. What's it telling us?
Well, this survey is the one produced by the Stormont Stats Agency, and it basically looks at all the sales in the market. So not just mortgage sales, also cash sales. So it basically captures everything that's going on. And what it tells us is that quarter on quarter, in the last 3 months of 2013, between September and December, prices didn't move at all. They were static. Now, in the previous two quarters, prices had started increasing, so there was a bit of momentum coming back into the market, but no change overall in the last quarter. And I think what that shows is that any recovery we have in the market here is going to be pretty gradual. Let's not forget we had, in world historic terms, just about the worst house price crash anywhere. So,
in world, seriously?
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a great book called This Time Is Different, which looks at, you know, property crashes the world has known and loved, and Northern Ireland, if you put it on that graph, probably the worst ever. So any recovery is going to be slow and gradual. There is, if you want prices to increase, some positives in this report. Basically, prices at the end of 2013 are about 4% higher than they were at the end of 2012. So on a year-on-year basis, they're going up. I don't have the precise figure at the moment, but what I can see is that prices in December of last year were going to be higher than they were in January. And I think that's the first time that's happened since 2008, that a typical house over the course of a year won't fall in value and probably have gone up a little bit. But I think the big thing here is let's not get too excited overall about price movements. What's happening is very, very gradual.
But year on year, so in December it is, 2013,
yeah.
House prices were 4% higher than they were in December 2012.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where you see a rise. And the other big thing I think to draw out of these figures is it shows that the amount of transactions in the market is actually increasing really rapidly. When a housing market crashes, there's a couple of things happen. Prices go down and the market just freezes. Nobody's buying, nobody's selling. There's so much chaos and unpredictability. What we're seeing now is that in the last quarter of 2013, there were nearly 5,000 house sales, and that's the highest number of quarterly sales since 2007. So that suggests that a market coming back to life, willing buyers and willing sellers.
Or it could suggest, John, that people are being more realistic with their selling price and prepared to drop, and therefore more houses are selling.
That could be part of it. I think also as well, there's a bit of what you would call pent-up demand. There was people who were perhaps looking at buying for quite a long time, but as they saw prices continuing to drop, they think this isn't good for us to buy in a falling market. But now with prices starting to level out, you may have some of those first-time buyers who've got their deposit together thinking, it doesn't look like it's necessarily going to get much cheaper, so we'll make our purchase now.
And the average price of a house, just under £99,000, that's still more, as you were intimating, 50% below peak values in 2007.
Yeah, yeah. So for those people who bought in the crazy days with big mortgages at the height
like
of
me.
The, yeah, with big mortgages at the height of the market, you're probably mortgage-free by now, Stephen, anyway.
No. How dare you suggest such a thing?
So those people are still deep in negative equity, and it's going to take a long time for them to come out of it. Prices are still lower than they were at the start of 2005, nearly 10 years ago. So, yes, prices on an annual basis just creeping up, on a quarterly basis flatlining, but overall nothing terribly dramatic.
Okay, John, thank you very much indeed.